In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
Alphabet's Project Wing gets another setback. Where does this leave drone delivery? More straight ahead.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Alphabet has parted ways with two managers on its drone delivery project. It's called Project Wing, and this latest shakeup leaves the program's future in uncertainty and adds yet another setback for Alphabet. Let's get the very latest from the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis, who joins us on the line right now. So, Jack, what's at the root of this latest falling out with two key managers? What do we know?
Well, it seems like, according to some of my sources, that there is infighting within Project Wing, which is the delivery drone program in the Google parent Alphabet's research lab. And essentially, there appears to be conflict between the engineering team and the commercial team within Project Wing. And historically, you know, at Google and Alphabet overall, engineers tend to hold a lot of sway. They are really valued by the company, and it appears in this case that they had some disagreements with the commercial team and the project head over pace of the project and potentially some design issues with the drones. And ultimately that led to Dave Voss, who was the head of Project Wing, and Sean Mullaney, who was essentially the top commercial executive, to getting pushed out.
And now we see how we got here. Yet another setback. What are the main concerns about the program's future?
Well, I think that, you know, from the beginning, delivery drones is not an easy technology. Of course, you have to, beyond just developing reliable drones, you have to deal with the complexity of the physical world. So, you know, getting a drone that reliably can fly several miles, do that quickly, and then also figure out which house is the right house, how to deliver it, make sure someone doesn't steal the package, make sure someone doesn't get injured by the drone, et cetera. There's a whole set of challenges involved in trying to deliver one package with a drone. And beyond that, there are, of course, also regulatory challenges. The Federal Aviation Administration has not been so accommodating so far to the idea of delivering packages via drone, in part because there still are questions about the safety. And so, but, you know, by the research lab's nature, it looks for projects that are difficult. So it knew that this project was difficult going in. And I think some of the uncertainty now is over the fact that they have been working on this since 2012, and they are now going to be getting on their third head of the project, and it may be turning out a little bit harder than expected.
So you see how it gets so complicated. And there were some interesting projects on the table. There was talk of delivery drone tests planned in Ireland. There was the Starbucks delivery coffee project. I guess we shouldn't necessarily hold our breaths on that one.
Yeah, probably not. So certainly the commercial team of Project Wing has been talking to many companies to try to see if it can get some tests done so it can improve the technology. We did see initially tests in 2014 in Australia, where they delivered some chocolate bars and dog treats to some farmers in the Australian outback. Mm-hmm. And then just earlier this year, they did a partnership with Chipotle to deliver some burritos to some faculty and some students at Virginia Tech.
Right.
That was part of a test at the FAA. And we just reported, you know, for the first time in our story that the Project Wing was in talks with the Irish Civil Aviation Authority to potentially have some test flight there, and that would involve deliveries of food between restaurants and customers in suburban or rural Ireland. And as you said, yes, the Project Wing had spoken with Starbucks about delivering coffee, but those talks fell apart as well.
Yeah, because it does seem like there's some good momentum in just the things that they're trying and the interesting projects they're taking on. Is there anything specific out of Alphabet's camp about what happens next, about the commitment to Wing and the concept for delivery drones?
They certainly are saying that they remain committed to Project Wing and the concept of delivery drones. They know that there's still a lot of work to be done, they've said. But, you know, Astro Teller, who runs this research lab, he essentially now has become the interim boss of Project Wing. You know, he actually recently spoke about the potential for delivery drones to not only upend the idea of logistics, but to really transform the concept of ownership in the way he says there are many items at your home you use maybe, you know, once a month, once a year, like a drill or a hammer or some spare batteries. Mm-hmm. And versus having to keep those items on hand at all times, these items will be able to be ordered within minutes, and you can just have them when you need them.
We'll see how this all pans out. Jack Nickas, thank you as always.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to the Journal's Jack Nickas. We'll get the latest from him out of this story as more is revealed. That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.